This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
In case you haven't heard, apparently the government came back this week. They went on a hiatus, some of the government bureaucracies, or at least that's what they would have you believe.
I was so happy because it happened on my 50th birthday. It was
really?
It was a great birthday present to see the government shut down. I'm like, wow, the government really does care about us.
Or at least the illusion of feeling like the government shut down, because, Mike, you're going to share with us the actual detail on what was spent during the government shutdown. Maybe not the number exactly. You
know,
but
well, we often like to joke that when the government shuts down, nobody seems to notice any difference. Well, apparently the government didn't seem to notice any difference with its spending habits either. In fact, it spent a record amount of $16.6 billion for that day in January, even though the government was shut down. And
so does that mean that the day in particular is a record for all of time, or only a record for the times when the government was shut down? Just curious as to which record.
More in constant inflation-adjusted dollars than the federal government has spent before on the fourth Monday in January ever.
Wow. All right. So a record high.
That's really good reporting, because I really didn't expect the reporter to pull that off. I mean, generally when you get a story like this, it's you just don't get the it's not as fact based as it could be.
Let's give credit where credit's due. Who is the reporter and what is the source?
The reporter is Terrence P. Jeffrey, and the website is cnsnews.com.
Okay.
Applause and
very good.
To them.
So there you go. And that bears out what Daryl Perry said to us at the end of last week. So when when this was beginning, I think it was Friday, when the shutdown kind of got started, late midnight or something like that on Friday. And so on that episode, we were talking about these government shutdowns or these threats of government shutdown. And Daryl said every time they end up spending more money than they would otherwise save because of they are still paying plenty of bureaucrats, but also they're paying bureaucrats to go and do things that they otherwise wouldn't normally do.
To shut things down.
Right. To somebody gave the example of one, I think somebody actually called in about this, who worked for some federal government agency. They said their job was to go around and remove the the handles or the toggle for drinking fountains, so nobody would be able to actually get a drink of water.
Yeah.
As punishment.
Washington Monument effect in action. In fact, this spending record isn't just some marginal increase over the previous record. The last record was set for the fourth Monday in January was Monday, January 26, 2009, 6 days into Barack Obama's presidency. On that Monday, the federal government spent $14.7 billion.
Can you imagine that much money being spent in a day?
So nearly $2 billion more was spent on this particular day than the previous record. So,
and it's inflation adjusted,
right? Yes. So it's
so they're taking inflation into account when they're looking at these numbers.
Well, it's a shocking amount of money spent, there's no doubt. But, I mean, the United States government is such a large organization, we wouldn't be able to fathom the amount of money that they would need
to
spend.
No, it's hard to imagine.
I mean, so even if they were a voluntary organization, Ian, they're very, very large.
A few billion here, a few billion there,
Sooner or later, you're talking about real money.
Who really needs to notice? I mean, seriously.
So then you get the money that they have to spend to pay probably some of these bureaucrats overtime to go around and shut the place down or shut whatever bureaucracies semi-down that they're shutting down. But then later we find out that they end up paying back pay to any agents that weren't getting paid. Like if they were to go long enough without getting a paycheck, to where, you know, this one only lasted like 3 or 4 days. It was basically over the weekend. But if they were to actually go for 2 weeks to where they might actually miss a paycheck, then they would just be able to get the back pay.
Any guesses on what was the single largest expenditure among all of that spending?
Military.
Nope.
No.
Wrong.
Interest on the national debt.
Wrong again.
No.
The largest expenditure the federal government made on Monday while it was shut down was $3.746 billion in marketplace payments, which are subsidies for health insurance plans purchased on the Obamacare exchanges.
So, okay. So they're subsidizing people's health care, and that's the biggest.
That's the biggest expenditure.
Wow.
Well. Makes sense. You had a giant new government program, and the most recent shutdown is going to cost more than any other. That makes sense.
So that's the update there. Was there any other commentary that you wanted to share on that?
No, I just thought it was hilarious that they got a chance to make record spending while it was supposedly shut down. I mean, I've known some women who spend while they're supposedly not shopping at record levels, but this is a new one on me with the federal government.
Excellent. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line option, which you can connect to our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Actually, last night on the LRN Discord, there was an hour-long conversation between probably as many as 6 or 8 different listeners, which was pretty interesting. Mark, you listened in and talked on a little bit.
Yeah.
And I listened into a good chunk of it, and they were talking about all kinds of different stuff after the show. So check out our Discord. It's a free option for you to chat with other listeners and sometimes hosts of the show. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. And during the show, it's an option if you want to call in there as well. So keep that in mind. Also in the news over the last few days, a couple in, I guess it's Texas? Paris, Texas? Is that right? No, former Texas neighbors. Anyway,
Paris, California.
Paris, California.
With the people with the 13 kids?
Yeah, apparently they are accused of starving and torturing their 13 children. And this story has come out. But, Mark, there's a related piece about this. The parents, by the way, are facing life in prison.
Another one of these shocking stories. I mean, I think people... They just love these stories where, you know, terrible things are going on that could be in your neighborhood.
But what did they actually call this starving and torturing their kids? Were they spanking them, or were they actually really?
I haven't dug into the story.
Let me give you
thoroughly.
Let me give you a brief summary here of the piece.
Okay.
And then Mark, you have a story about the California School Board of some sort. That or some school bureaucracy that wants to have the school system come in on parents who homeschool their children, because apparently these kids were homeschooled. The Paris couple, according to DesertSun.com, who's been accused of starving and torturing their 13 children, dreamed of becoming household names through a reality show that focused on a large picturesque family, according to a relative who says he spoke with the couple as recently as a month ago. But instead of finding the fame they craved, David and Louise Turpin, age 56 and 49, are now infamous, facing accusations of committing sadistic crimes. The couple was arrested last week.
Have you seen this guy's haircut?
It looks like a bowl, like a strange
bowl
cut.
Yeah, it is a sadistic crime. I mean, it's
a crime against fashion.
It's a crime.
It looks like a cult leader kind of haircut.
It's awful.
Anyway, back to the story here. So they found let's see here. I don't know why the heck that just... Okay. Instead of finding the fame they craved, they're now facing accusations of sadistic crimes. They were arrested after authorities found their malnourished, abused children captive in their filthy home. Some of the children were chained to beds when the police arrived. The Turpins have also been accused of taunting the children with food as they starved. Both parents are now facing life in prison. Their reality TV aspirations were revealed this week by Louise Turpin's brother, Billy Lambert, who gave interviews to Inside Edition and The Mirror in the UK. In those tabloids, Lambert said his sister was obsessed with Kate Plus Eight, a reality show about a couple with eight children, and dreamed of having a similar show about her family. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
You need a wasp thin if you're going to have a reality TV show. You know what I mean?
We'll continue. Yeah. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got Discord. The Discord is located at discord.lrn.fm. You can connect that way, too, and both Skype and Discord, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. That is the point of the show. But we're talking about this California couple who has apparently been seriously abusing their children for some time. We'll tell you more about that and what the government wants to do about it. And apparently they want to go ahead and punish all homeschoolers for these people's actions. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Over 60% of Americans are taking a nutritional supplement, and you may be too. By the sounds of this, you probably are. But is your nutritional supplement a good one? Is it worth taking the time and the energy that you put into it? Is it worth it? If you're getting synthetics, well, yeah, maybe not. Whole Food Multicomplete is made with food. And you don't just need vitamins and minerals. Whole Food Multicomplete contains the 7 different types of nutrients that you need. The enzyme blend, the probiotic blend, the antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, energy support, all in one. They've been for 15 years quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and the complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit simplifymysupplements.com. to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL. Receive 10% off your order every time. Satisfaction guaranteed. They take Bitcoin and cash. It's simplifymysupplements.com. Coupon code FTL. I take it every day, and I do recommend it highly.
The couple in this case, Louise and David Turpin, ages 49 and 56 respectively, are now facing accusations of committing sadistic crimes, facing life in prison. And apparently, according to at least one family member, Louise, the mom in this case, she really wanted to be on television. She wanted to have a reality show about her and her children, where apparently they taunted their children with food as they were chained to beds, some of them, in what was described as a filthy home. Court documents show the Turpins had also given all of their children names that begin with the letter J, just like a large family featured in a different reality show, 19 Kids and Counting. Quote, I believe my sister wanted a reality show because the very last conversation that I had with her before all this happened, she did actually say that she feels they would be perfect for TV at one point, he said, according to Inside Edition. The draw of reality TV may also have been what brought the family to California in the first place. In an interview with The Mirror, Lambert said the Turpins moved from Texas to be nearer to Hollywood. They moved to Murrieta in 2010 and then relocated to Paris, that's with two R's and an E, Paris, in 2011. And most of all, or most alarming of all, Lambert said his sister told him she wanted another child, her 14th. He says, I asked her why on earth they wanted more children, and she said about wanting a reality TV show. He said they didn't care about the kids, it was about them, unquote. Dreams of reality TV stardom are just one of the surprises in the emerging portrait of the Turpin marriage, which relatives say was strange from the start. In a series of interviews with multiple organizations over the weekend, siblings of Louise Turpin described how she and David married in 1984 when she was only 16, after David picked her up from high school without her family knowing and drove her across the country so they could elope. The marriage took another turn decades later.
I wonder how old he was at that time.
When Louise, right now he's 56 and she's 49, so 7 years older.
Wow, that's a significant difference for a 16-year-old, but, you know, hey, they stayed together.
They did stay together. The marriage took another turn, and they appear to be right for one another.
Nice.
Just
solid
dangerous,
family,
crazy people.
Huh?
Yeah. The marriage took another turn decades later when Louise, a lifetime churchgoer who never smoked or drank, had a spiritual and sexual awakening that she was all too eager to describe over the phone. Her sister said that in an interview with NBC. Teresa Robinette is her name.
Just spiritual and sexual. We don't really know what it is.
Robinette said Louise explained that she had started using her older kids to take care of her younger children, leaving her and David free to make up for lost time and sow their, quote, wild oats, unquote. Louise also described how she and David had met a man online and arranged a hotel rendezvous with him in Alabama.
Oh, my. So, I mean, taking older siblings taking care of younger siblings, nothing unusual or new there. But, I mean, obviously being chained to the bed, yep. Pretty weird stuff.
What makes it even worse and weirder, her sister said, is that exactly 1 year to the date of the anniversary that she did that, she called me and thought it was funny that David was taking her back to the exact same hotel room, the exact same bed that she slept with this man in, so David could sleep with her in the same bed, said Robinette in the interview. She then broke down crying while describing how a male relative had abused her and several members of her family, including Louise, which she says was a dark family secret. The Turpins' captive children were discovered mid-January this year after a 17-year-old girl escaped the home through a window and then called for help. Police rushed to the house, rescuing 12 other siblings between ages 2 and 29.
It's hard to believe that you can keep that many kids.
Keeping a 29-year-old prisoner in the home?
That's the claim. That's the claim.
Yeah, and the 29-year-old was like,
does that constitute child abuse, though?
82
it's
pounds.
It's not child abuse.
29-year-old was 82 pounds.
82 pounds.
82 pounds is like how much I weighed in fourth grade or something like that. Yeah. I mean,
it's itty bitty.
That's insane.
Basically, these, you know, you would have to have had your growth stunted to be that size.
Yeah, absolutely. It says here that all of them, except for the very youngest, were severely malnourished. One victim, age 12, had the weight of an average 7-year-old. Hestron, this is the district attorney in California there, said the children had been beaten as well as strangled, and severe physical abuse had left them with cognitive impairment and nerve damage. The children were supposedly homeschooled, but some of them lacked basic knowledge of life, including awareness of what a police officer or medication was. The children were allowed to shower only once a year. Sometimes they were chained up for weeks or months at a time as punishment. And this is according to the prosecutor, quote, I will tell you, as prosecutor, there are cases that stick with you and haunt you. Sometimes in this business, we're faced with human depravity, and that's what we're looking at here.
So, yeah, I would say definitely human depravity. Absolutely. From what I'm hearing. Yep.
Absolute insanity
and
as well.
The public eats this stuff up. They love the idea that there's you know, crazy things going on next door and you don't even know about it.
I don't think anyone loves that idea. I don't think anyone would relish finding out that that was happening.
But the statists do love utilizing these very rare cases to justify new laws
for
the press and restrict the rights of everyone.
That's what's coming.
Let me backtrack here, Ian. Love... I mean,
nobody's going to be excited about finding this out.
Yes, they are excited about
it. Don't forget,
they
in the
eat
previous,
these stories up.
The previous presidential administration developed the phrase, never let a good crisis go to waste.
All right, so we're going to find out what the plan is here, because, Mike, you're right. There is a plot afoot here in California by at least one assemblyman who is calling on the school board to somehow monitor the household lives of homeschoolers. And at least that's what you told me before the show. So we'll find out more about that. Mark's going to share that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome on these, sounds like, very sick people who apparently deprive their kids of all kinds of things.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss. It doesn't have to be what we have on the table, but it can be. Certainly, I'm sure a lot of people have some very strong feelings about the horrifying story out of Paris, California, with a couple in their 50s who was doing some pretty, or allegedly, doing some pretty horrible things to their children. In this case, quite a few children, like a dozen of them, basically, maybe a little more, ages range 2 to 29, some of them chained up. One of them was apparently able to escape, and that's how the government was brought into the situation and discovered all of the horrors, people being starved.
It sounded pretty horrific pretty shocking that the degree to which these kids were deprived.
29-year-old was 82 pounds.
Yeah, that's pretty drastic.
That's like, you know, that's like child starvation in Africa kind of level of body weight. That's insane. We'll continue here. Also, want to let you know about cryptocurrencies like Zencash over at Zencash.com. It's one of the newer cryptocurrencies on the scene. Came out in 2017, and it was founded by actual liberty-loving voluntarists who wrote voluntarism into the white paper. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more at Zencash.com. And they took some of the best tech, by the way, like zero-knowledge anonymity. Yeah, that's right. Anonymity. is in Zencash, and decentralized autonomous organizations, which has been very successful with Dash, for instance, in helping govern these currencies that use them. So they're adding in some of the best tech and creating a secure platform for money and messages, and at some point they're saying it'll be for media distribution as well that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. So go to Zencash.com to learn more about that. Let's go to Vernon, then we'll find out what the government... or at least what one agent in the California government wants to do as a result. Because, you know, whenever something horrible happens, there's got to be a new law.
Yeah, government will fix this.
Let's go to Vernon first, though. He's in New Orleans listening online. Hello, Vernon.
In the land of make-believe, let's just pretend that we're in a land where there is no government and there's no whatever, and there's no police that you can call. And this situation had happened, and to the little girl... ran out, ran into the next door neighbor and, you know, complained about the situation. What would happen in this make-believe land?
Good question.
The neighbor call the militia?
Keep in mind.
Would the neighbor have to pay for that, or how would that work?
Keep in mind that these people were already living in California, which is one of the most draconian states in the United States already.
We're talking about make-believe land here.
Okay, so it's fine that you don't want to talk about the failures of the state as it currently exists. But in make-believe land...
That's a good question.
I never purport a world without government. I purport a world without a monopolistic government. So one would presume that you would get the same customer service or better from the state as from the government that you currently get, if governments could then compete.
That's not a good answer. Is we're talking about this family has relatives. Where were the relatives in this? Were they aware that the kids were being treated this way? If they were...
It's not clear from the news that I just read that they were well aware of how bad things were inside the house.
Yeah, and
they
why not?
They were crazy.
I mean, wouldn't you consider it kind of weird if your brother or sister wouldn't let you into his family's home?
They never invite you over.
Yeah. Well, I understand why people would invite me over, but...
I would think it would be very clear in a world, if we're playing this fantasy world game, that organizations of people with guns would exist. Those organizations would be welcome in people's homes if their children welcomed them in, right? So this young person that escaped would be able to open a door and say, hey, Let's go to my house.
Presumably she has a key to her own home, which is very unlikely in this circumstance. They weren't even letting those kids outside of the house, and they claimed they didn't even know what a police officer was.
She lives there.
She does live there.
And
that's
then
true.
Those people would go in with likely cameras on them and record what they saw. What they saw would be reprehensible to the average human being, and the quote-unquote freeing of those kids would probably be done relatively quickly and in the same order. I don't think much would change.
It may not be as easy as you think.
And you would probably have a homeownership policy held by the parents over this property that in a governmentless society would include protection of rights of members of the family. And so therefore
that's
you...
That's awfully speculative.
Awfully speculative, but it's pretty common in anarcho-capitalist theory that insurance companies would step up and offer competitive policies in protection of individuals.
So
rights.
What you're saying is there would be somebody would have an insurance policy, and part of that policy would be if the insurance company wants to check out your home for, you know, signs of abuse, they can do that. I mean, an abuser isn't probably going to sign up for that particular policy, right?
And that might be a good indicator that there's something funny going on.
Well, I mean, whether or not somebody has insurance.
What would the incentive be for the people with the guns to come and rescue these people? Just doing the right thing, I guess? Or
would you do the right thing?
Would there have to be some sort of a money thing? I mean, I don't know. Well, me, I would do the right thing, but I think a lot of people...
me too.
Would
I do the volunteer fire department.
Do the right thing.
The volunteer fire department doesn't pay me much of anything to do. I mean, it's hard to get a good meal out of what I get paid per year to do the volunteer fire department thing, but I have gone there in a couple of situations, risked my life for people in my communities.
Without
a
paycheck.
Yeah, I think it could be.
And actually, your fire department doesn't charge a subscription fee, and if you don't subscribe, you don't get a bill later?
No, I do wonder about that. I mean, you know, why one does wonder why one would give a service to people that don't pay. But in this case, everybody's forced to pay. through threat of having their home taken from them for the volunteer fire department, and the equipment is given to the, you know, is bought for the department. In some cases, we have bought our own equipment with funds that we've been given through, like, wills and things like that. But, you know, in a lot of cases, the taxpayer pays for it.
All right, so I don't think that these are... they're not bad answers necessarily, but I don't know if they're satisfying answers. And I think that this is a tough issue when you're talking about how do we handle a situation of abuse.
Absolutely.
Inside a private home, in a society where there isn't a monopoly on violence, which is the government that we have today. I think that ultimately... when people are asking for the Child Protective Services or the police to go into a home because they believe there's something going on there, they think that that's going to overall be a good thing. Now, certainly we've seen so many different examples of Child Protective Services actually taking kids from maybe a not-so-bad or bad situation and putting them into a worse situation in foster care.
Like
so that. We can give examples of just how bad and how many failures the current one-size-fits-all system has, but that still doesn't answer the question that he had of how would this be dealt with, or how could this be dealt with in a situation where there is no monopoly government? I'm sorry?
My question is just speculative. You know, there's not a right or wrong answer.
I wanted to talk a little further on, you know, kind of give my answer to this.
Ian has the answer, God's sake.
I don't have the answer. I just wanted to give a response. You guys did, so I'm going to
my
now.
My response was unsatisfactory. I recall you saying that.
Yeah, it was unsatisfactory. You basically dodged the question.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You didn't give an answer that was in any way what he actually asked the question about.
People
which was, what
with
would
guns,
happen?
Like they did, yeah. would go into the home, yeah. like they did, and get the kids out, like they
okay.
did,
yeah, but,
and the
but
parents
what you
would
said
be held
was,
responsible,
was you thought the
like
child
they did,
would be
were.
Able to go and just open the door to their own home and let other people in. What if the people come to the door and they're like, uh-uh. You're not coming in. This is my private property, and you don't get to come
you hold
in
hold a gun on them and tell them to get on the ground, or you put a freaking bullet in them.
Okay, so now you're just talking about might makes right, and so
might
what we need to
makes
know.
Right when you're talking about abusing people.
Yeah,
yes.
Here's an issue where I like to talk to people about their principle of non-aggression.
Before you go on, I'd like to finish my statement okay. here about what this could possibly be like. Hold on a second, Vernon. Look, Mark, if you do that, you have to understand. I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that there may very well be, you know, sort of volunteers or some kind of group that gets payments from, you know, charity or whatever to go and rescue abused children. But keep this in mind. If you were to go and break into somebody's home at gunpoint, hold people at gunpoint, the difference between what happens today and what will happen then is you're doing it on full liability for your actions, meaning that if that teenage girl just came in and told you a lie about how she was being abused in her home, and you go and you hold a gun to someone's face over that, you're going to be accused, and rightfully so,
fine,
of breaking
her,
and entering and
her,
home invasion.
Fine, you send her in with a camera that's live streaming, she shows you the chains, you
there's
then you
more coming
the
up
door.
Here in moments, 855 450 Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in some Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as Skype username, lrn.fm. You can also call in on the Discord on-air call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
Speaking of our Discord, you can go to discord.lrn.fm. It's a series of chat channels and voice channels that allow you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, both during, before, and after the show. And it is free. It's super easy to use, to install, to, you know, get set up with. And it's working out. We've had over 200 people, I think it was like 220 plus the last time I looked at, sign up for this within the last couple of weeks since we started with this. So I would say that's an unqualified success. And according to Stefan in Ohio, who's the guy that actually set it up initially, he says that that's the most popular libertarian Discord that he has ever seen. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm. Vernon dropped off there right as we started that last break, but he called in about what would happen if we didn't have this monopoly on violence known as the government in a situation where a lot of people would say this is the reason we have government, right? Is sure. To come into the home of some sick effers like these two people who are alleged to have been abusing their children for many years, keeping a 29-year-old captive, one of their children, and is young down to two, so a very wide range of children, keeping them captive in their home in California, starving them, the 29-year-old at 82 pounds when the police finally came in there and rescued her or him or whoever. And just an absolutely horrifying story, which led to a discussion of, all right, well, what would this be like if we didn't have this monopoly state, if we didn't have the violent government that we have? What would a situation where abusive parents, and there are abusive parents, obviously, How would that situation be handled in the absence of the violent monopoly? And that's what we were just starting to talk about. And one of the important points that I wanted to make sure we talked about was that in the marketplace, where there would still be a need for somebody with a gun or a group of people with guns to go in and take kids from abusive parents, the difference between here now with a violent monopoly and the sort of future that we might possibly see if we, you know, see this vision come to reality, is those people who make who take actions like this would be liable for their actions. Today, if the police screw it up and they go into the wrong house, you know, on a drug raid, for instance, where they get the wrong address and they terrorize a family, hold an old 90-year-old woman at gunpoint, or shoot her to death as they did in Atlanta several years ago. They kill some innocent person because they got the house number wrong, or they got the right house number but the wrong street, or whatever.
There are tens of thousands of raids in the United States per year.
And liability law is so screwed up that a criminal can sue you for him tripping on a ladder trying to break into your house.
That's true. That's a different situation. But with the police, they're basically immune from any liability. They can botch it up as bad as they can botch it up. Kill innocent people, burn a house down, throw a grenade in a baby's crib, and almost none of those times will the police actually have to even say they're sorry, let alone face any kind of consequence. So in a marketplace situation, if somebody comes across the information of abuse being committed, they better be real sure that they have a case rather than just the say-so of somebody in that home. Because that's what a lot of times the government will do, is some neighbor will call in, right? They'll call CPS on some the parents they don't like. Maybe there's no abuse going on, but they heard a fight happen, or allegedly heard a fight. Or maybe they didn't hear anything, but they just want the CPS to investigate them. So they'll call in, and then those CPS people will turn their lives into a living hell, even if they're completely innocent of what happened.
I'm not.
This is why I brought up the family. Okay, the relatives, the brothers, the sisters.
But the relatives don't know. The relatives,
if they don't know, they're not being family. Okay,
well, but they're not. Everybody wants family.
They're a thousand miles away.
But you know, this is where the difference. You know, if we're all come from a Judeo-Christian tradition here, and you know, in one of the things that they talk about in the Bible is that you are your brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a meme that goes around Facebook where you've got pictures of Jesus preaching to people. Yes. And they say, why don't we just give our money to the Romans and they'll take care of the poor people? And he says, let me start over and tell me where I lost you. Okay,
right.
This is the idea.
Preaching community.
Community. Being your brother's keeper. And this is,
I don't think that's as modern.
Blood does not really define who is your brother. We are all neighbors. We are all responsible for each other personally, not through the state.
I agree completely with what you're saying there.
Okay, so
some people don't want to talk to other people, and they avoid their neighbors.
Are we clear there would be organizations that would provide security, and those organizations would be armed?
Yes, and they would be better in a market situation because they're liable for their actions.
I would agree that they would be somewhat liable, and they will certainly be more careful. But
they're fully liable. You kidnap somebody, and they weren't doing what you say they were doing, you're a kidnapper rather than a savior.
You've got the Humane Society, and the ASPCA private organizations
mm-hmm.
have the ability to trespass on your property if they believe you're the government.
Yeah, but they're quasi-governmental.
They have a legislative imprimatur, but they're still a private organization.
Yeah, it's right. I mean, that much is true. Let me go on with my example. Okay, so if you're let's say I'm in charge of one of the agencies of gun-toting people, right? In a voluntary society. Okay. We'll call it a security firm.
Yeah.
And my security firm gets this bedraggled, thin, young lady who comes in. How old was she? 18?
17.
17 years old. She says, my parents are holding all my siblings. I've got 12 siblings. They're being chained to the beds.
Yep.
We're not getting fed anything. Blah, blah, blah. Like all the lists of the stories in this story here in Paris, California, of this family that had the 13 kids that was starving them and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And upon that, I say, okay, let me get this straight. You've got 12 siblings. They're in a home. Your parents, have them chained to the bed. Your father has a haircut that is a crime against humanity. And, all these things. Like, I get it all written down on a piece of paper. I, video, audio record her, saying, yes, I have her sign that piece of paper saying that that is what is occurring and that she is going to go with me and a few guys to this place. And we're going to knock on the door, and we're going to go in, and we're going to find out what's going on in that house. No matter what someone says at that door, she testifies it is her home, and that she has the ability to let me in. And with that piece of paper, I do believe that I could go in without too much responsibility from an arbiter.
From saying, a principle of being a good Samaritan.
Right. Look, arbiter. I understand that this woman is suffering from a psychosis. I got her an audio and video. Watch the video. This is what happened. And to me, she seemed completely in possession of her, mind. And it's not like this hasn't happened. You know, I show a few instances in life where, you know, people have, you know, kept their kids locked up in cages and stuff. We've read the stories here on air. And I say, what do you want me to do, Mr. Arbiter? I just had to find out whether or not the kids were locked up and they didn't want to let me in. So what could I possibly do in that circumstance? And I don't think you would be held responsible in a voluntary society, as you call it, for that particular situation.
And even, you know, your neighbors' insurance companies could do that sort of function, because any sort of situation where an egregious crime like this occurs is going to first off impact the value of the home where it occurs.
Sure.
And by extension, drag down the value of all the other homes in the neighborhood. So you've got an economic property crime happening in progress that's centered on this personal crime against the children.
Yeah, and I would think that you would probably have to have some kind of security, home security coverage in a world where, essentially the state wasn't a monopoly. In that circumstance, if you
wouldn't have to. You could provide for your own security. Some people would do that.
Yeah, some people would probably get their houses, taken from them. I mean, who's going to make sure that property is yours? Who's going to? I mean, there's no government.
There's title companies for that.
The title company is covering you or not covering you. I'm not sure whether you're paying for that or not.
And if you've got competitive title companies with competitive titles, then you've got a nice situation where everybody's going to be fighting over things, and you've got different insurance companies that have to arbitrate the issue.
This is why I hate the term anarchy, is because that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about decentralized, autonomous organizations that are able to provide protective services like the government does, and probably better, because competition tends to make things better, and that you have an option. That's all I'm talking about here.
And
if your option is not to have government, expect what happens when you don't have government.
And really, in the end, we all need to accept that there are terrible things that happen in this world. This could be one of them. There are plenty of other terrible things that happen in this world. And
like the things government does to people
all
the time.
Regardless of government. And the thing is that government still today in California is not the answer, because obviously this happened under the government's watch.
Well, they are saying, some people, that the government wasn't watching enough. And, Mark, that's the story that you are going to be sharing with us here about an assembly person in California who wants the schools to start to get involved in homeschooling.
Right, because, of course, these kids are homeschooled.
At Home Lives. More coming up here. Hour number 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.